Mark chapter 14. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people." They did not want there to be an execution on the day of the Passover, because in general, the Jews would be have a lot of nationalistic feelings on the day of the Passover. I mean, that was the day that God sent the death angel among the Egyptians to destroy their firstborn child, that the Israelites might go free. So obviously, seeing the Romans crucify someone on that day could provoke a lot of strong feelings. And so the chief priests and the scribes, you know, the religious authorities in general, just think of it like that, they wanted to craftily take him and put him to death. Not in a way that they would seem to be blamed, not, you know, in a crafty way. In a subtle way. Verse 3, "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, 'Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor.' And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, 'Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." The woman brings this box of this very precious ointment, pure nard, and pours it on his head. The disciples, being aware of this, look on this scene of this very precious ointment being poured out. And just, you know, they think of Jesus in terms of, Jesus isn't the kind of guy, you know, to go buy expensive colognes. He isn't the kind of guy that, you know, drives a Ferrari. Though some preachers say, if Jesus was alive today, he'd be driving a Rolls Royce. You're absolutely wrong. And that's besides the point. But he was not that kind of guy. He was the kind of guy who had no permanent dwelling. He was the kind of person who was not given to extravagances of dress, of perfume, of ointments, and so on and so forth. You know, he wasn't given to all those things. And they're thinking, well, we're in line with what the master is like. I mean, he's very conservative. He doesn't like to see, you know, he talks about the rich and sell what you have, right, and give it to the poor. And they think they're pretty much in line. But see, and they are. But they're kind of stuck in this letter of the law interpretation of Jesus' teaching. And I tell you, this is, in many ways, people to this day still have this problem with the teachings of Christ. And because they don't have the Spirit of God guiding them. But you who have the Spirit, you can look at an example like this and then realize, you know what? There's a time to sell your box of spikenard. And there's a time to break it open and pour it out on the head of the Messiah. You know, there's a time to sell all you have and give it to the poor and forsake your family. And there's also a time to stay with your family. But this was the time that Jesus walked the earth. And so there are very special conditions going on in the earth. And he's about to be, and not only that, while he was walking the earth, most of the time it was, yeah, sell your goods. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And now he's going away to be crucified. Well, it's good to do him a good turn, considering what he's about to suffer. It's not because he's selfish. It's because of her being gracious to him in a time of need. Her being good to him in a time of need. And doting on him. When all in the world are about to turn their back on him, when all in the world are about to begin spitting on him, that someone would do something good to him. Do him a good turn. And he says, wherever the gospel is preached, what she's done will be spoken of. And I want to speak of it not just in the sense of the deed done, but also in the sense of what we can learn. Don't be so legalistic about everything you learn in the Bible that you miss the wisdom that the Spirit brings. Meaning to make decisions. Because you don't always zig. Sometimes you zag. Do you understand my meaning? There's a time to buy and a time to sell. There's a time to sow and a time to reap. That is the whole, use of wisdom right there. And the wisdom that God's Spirit teaches. And as they say, discernment. Knowing the difference. When to do what. In the Proverbs, there's a proverb that says, rebuke not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him. And then it says in the very next verse, rebuke a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. So on one hand it says, rebuke a fool according to his folly. On the other hand it says, rebuke not a fool according to his folly. And so, how do you know when to do what? You say, you got to look at the circumstances, right? And that's exactly right. It's depending on the circumstances. As circumstances change. It's not a question of cherry picking. I heard a lot of talk recently, someone talking about people cherry picking what they're going to follow in the Bible. It's not that. It's that we follow Jesus Christ and his apostles. And his teachings are deep. And they teach us all the ways that are right. But it is not something that is, there is a liberty also in this, It's not the old covenant. People say, why don't you follow Leviticus and Numbers? Because Jesus Christ died and all those laws are nailed to the cross. And I don't follow any of that. I don't look to the law of the Old Testament to establish my righteousness. I don't look to the Ten Commandments to establish my righteousness. Because my righteousness is not established by commandments. It's established by the blood of Christ. It's a big difference in Christianity. So it's not that it's okay to kill now. The righteousness of the law is sure. It stands sure. But I don't use the law. I use the Spirit of God. I don't obtain righteousness by saying, okay, there's a law that says I can't kill, so I better not kill, and I better remind myself, and I better memorize that, don't kill. That's the letter of the law.